everybody, and welcome to an episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Godzilla X Kong, the new empire?
Is funny.
Very.
For a lot
Dude,
of reasons.
So much about it.
I was
funny.
Laughing.
Baby Kong is funny.
Baby Kong. Okay.
Orangutan is funny.
Orangutan Kong is
Maybe
funny.
Bullet Kong is funny, yeah. But actually Spine Kong.
Spine Kong, Kong is
but
funny.
Wearing, yeah, so Kong wearing spines, but in the same way that soldier wear bullets.
Yeah, yeah. Wears a bandolier. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that this is funny to come out. This would make sense if there wasn't another Planet of the Apes movie, because it seems like they're doing Planet of the Kong.
Well, but yeah. Maybe it's the perfect time to release it, because people have ape fever.
Yeah. We like Planet of the Apes. What if they were a bit bigger?
But
yeah. And also lizards were there.
Yeah, yeah. And there's not that many apes. It does. There's only like 100 apes.
Yeah.
Whereas in Planet of the Apes, it's all apes.
It's all apes all the way down. This is more like a lot of apes and a couple lizards.
Yeah.
And humans.
Or one lizard.
Where we
one
left...
I don't think there are other Godzillas.
Where we left... No, okay. So where we left Planet of the Apes, I know that I may be the only one who's seen all three of the trilogy.
Yes. Yeah,
jury's still out for me. I don't know. Yeah. I think I've seen...
You've
definitely seen
the one where there's a... like
John Lithgow's in it.
No, yeah, but you've also seen the one where there's a little scumbag ape that betrays the other apes.
Which I think is the second one. Do you remember Apes on Horses?
Because I remember you told me I was like that ape.
Yeah. That's kind of...
Impossibly a plumbing the Death Star many, many moons ago.
I think that that's the second one, and I think you may not have seen the third. But anyway, where we last left Planet of the Apes, which is obviously not Godzilla X Kong, but... Because where we left Godzilla X Kong is also fucking stupid, Hollow Earth, crazy. It's not like a world of apes yet.
Not yet.
No.
Like, the ape colonies have started doing big things, but
there's more apes in Planet of the Apes than there are in Godzilla X Kong.
Not really.
Well, and the last time we saw them, wasn't it just dead apes?
Huh?
In Planet of the Apes or in Godzilla X Kong?
Yes. Not Godzilla X Kong, but Godzilla V Kong. Yeah.
I've seen the trailer for the new Planet of the Apes. There's a lot of apes.
Yeah, but that, apes.
No, but that's the new one. Yeah. That one's set like 100 years
it's
after.
It's awesome to imagine that this movie doesn't do so well because they misjudged how many apes they need.
Well,
why would I see that when I can see thousands of apes in Planet of the Apes? Well, but there's only 100 apes in Godzilla X Kong. I want to get my ape fill. I know where I'm going.
It's also funny for you to claim that the world has... ape fever currently, but there hasn't been an ape
the
movie in years.
I have ape fever, but like the kind of ape fever you get from getting bitten by a chimpanzee.
You've got 28 days later, ape fever.
You got long ape fever.
It's wrecking my life. I think if I did get close enough to an ape at the zoo, it would bite me.
Yeah, of course. An ape would bite anyone. Wow. It would probably also dislocate your shoulders.
Yeah.
Try and eat your arm.
Well, I think it would just go into like a frenzy. Upon seeing me,
I guess
it would
get uncanny valley.
Yeah, it would like register.
Why is he allowed out? No, I'm not. Come here.
Yeah, actually, more likely, I just get in this sort of shenanigan where he's wearing my clothes and I'm nude in his enclosure,
and no one notices. You try to talk to a zookeeper and they just keep giving you fish.
But not even
look at this ape trying to speak human.
Please let me out. And then meanwhile, you two are walking. You've got one hand of the ape each. You're buying him a hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm holding the cages.
Look, this is unrelated, but we're recording this episode at night and I haven't had dinner. You both have had dinner. And this whole day I've been like, I think I want a hot dog for dinner.
Get a hot dog.
Get a hot dog for dinner.
I'm worried about the timing though, because
it's no bad time to have a hot dog.
No, it's not that it's a bad time to eat a hot dog. It could be a bad time to get a hot dog.
Oh, that is true.
Because we've started this episode at 8 p.m. on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night. Bad for getting food out anyway.
Well, what about...
Is it Mondays where fish and chip shops are just
So many and hairdressers, they won't cut your hair on a Monday.
Yeah.
Not just fish and chip shops, but like most restaurants.
Mm.
Yeah. That's weird.
Well, what about...
the service industry.
I guess it makes sense because your weekends are busy.
Yeah.
So like, why not take off a day that won't be as busy?
Would you take a detour into the city for a hot dog?
No.
Okay, well. Because Walker's hot dogs and donuts will probably be open. See, and those are good dogs.
Isn't it just called Walker's Donuts?
Who can say?
I think so, yeah. I think it might be just because of Walker's. If I was running like a restaurant or something, I'd take off like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because like Monday.
Nobody wants food
Wednesday,
on a Tuesday.
Maybe?
Or a Wednesday is also good. Because like a Monday break. As a consumer, it's kind of like, you know, it's like, oh, your weekend's gone. It's great. And then Monday rolls around, like, I forgot to go to the shops because I was too busy with the weekend and I'm a big fucking scum dirtbag and I don't know what to eat right now. I'm going to go out and everything's closed.
Yeah, or like...
Oh, but Zammit's Pizzeria is open.
Oh, mamma mia. Or it's like Monday's rolled around and you're like, fuck my fucking bullshit life.
Yeah.
I'm back at the grind.
I've spent the entire weekend reflecting on how much it...
I've wasted every second of my adult existence.
Yeah.
This weekend has made me realize, fuck my job and fuck my life.
I wish I
thought I was happy, but I'm actually
I made
no,
the
miserable.
Wrong choices.
I bet on
it's too late to turn around.
Always betting on losing horses.
I made the wrong choice. Wait, I've made so many wrong choices. I can't remember how far back the first choice that I made that was wrong. It set me on this wrong path.
There's
but
no
here
pivoting
I am.
For me. There's no save states. I cannot go back.
There's no point now where there is still two paths.
Yeah.
We're just on one path and we're gone down it. You can't turn around.
Sometimes you see, like, oh, but Alan Rickman got his first role when he was 40 something.
Well,
good,
dead
good
now,
for
isn't
him,
he?
I guess.
Yeah,
good
but also, he was in very successful theatrical production since his 20s. So actually, no, he didn't. That's a lie.
But J.K. Rowling wrote her first book at 39 or whatever. Yeah, but she sucks so bad.
And she got a lot of funding from her parents. So it's not even like it's a success from nothing.
Yeah.
Basically, we've wasted our lives and I could do with a hot dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
And but Monday night is when you have these thoughts.
Exactly, because we weren't born wealthy.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So we need those small enjoyments. Ah, God.
Because we lost the genetic lottery in all aspects. We
imagine being born smart, handsome, and wealthy.
Dude.
Fuck.
Yeah. Recently, I ended up outside, not like... I realized I was outside the home of someone quite successful.
Yeah.
I won't say who it is because they are very famous and their house is very easy to find.
Okay.
And even though I'm not doxing them because they made an entire YouTube series about like the architecture of their house, which includes shots of like their front yard so you can tell. They're like 10 years younger than me and they like had parked my car in their street and I was like, that's their house. And I was looking at it and I was like, what the fuck?
What have we done with, you know, it's
you know, why did I become, I don't know, like a hedge fund accountant or something, dude. Right?
Work
that's a job. They make money.
Absolutely.
Or even a fucking, we fucked up because we haven't even gone the dumb smart route.
Yeah.
Of like, you know what, look, I wasn't born wealthy and like I'm not super book smart, but that's okay because I'm good with my hands. I'll pick up a trade.
Oh,
tradies make
they
money.
They make bank, dude.
And they're in good shape because they're exercising.
Yeah,
I mean, competent and fat.
Yeah. What the hell?
At least like a banker. Yeah, we're sitting down the same amount, but fuck.
We're rolling in the
dough. I
work
at a bank. That feels good to say.
Yeah.
Try it out.
Well, you asked me. Are you?
Hey, dude, what do you do for work?
Oh, I work in a bank.
How good does that feel?
Oh.
To me.
Hey, what do you do?
I work in a bank.
Oh!
I felt like I grew taller.
That's good, dude. That's good.
I feel like I should be putting on a tie.
Yeah, now ask me.
Oh, no. Hey, what do you do?
I do a podcast.
Oh!
For work?
What's it about?
I have to go.
It's the worst question anyone could ask, because you say... Oh, it's like a pop culture. Worst thing is because what you want to do is you want to be like plumbing the Death Star. That's our biggest show that the three of us do. And you want to say, oh, I do it's quite a popular show called Plumbing the Death Star. And they hear Death Star.
They go, Star Wars.
And you go, no.
And you don't want to say it's a comedy podcast because then they think you're a comedian.
Yeah, and you're like, no.
Tell us a funny joke, comedian.
You're like, it's really not that situation.
Here's a funny joke from the podcast. What if Yoda had really fat balls?
What if Yoda had lupus?
Yeah.
No, the mumps.
Yoda has the mumps.
Just think about that.
Is that not the funniest thing ever? And they say, is that my wife?
Oh, you've got a wife,
and
too.
And I'm like, I bet that guy has a house. And then I go to the hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
He's a paella.
And you just for a second, you think, maybe it would be good if this poisons me.
Yeah. And shouldn't we? Such humble... sad boys be allowed a hot dog.
I'm On the beautiful warm Monday night.
Every time.
A balmy 25 degrees.
To counterbalance the weight of existence. A meager little hot dog.
There's a tree.
A little tiny hot dog. Tomato sauce
and a bit of mustard.
Veggie cheese, mustard, ketchup, all delicious.
Just to keep the darkness away.
Just a little bit of shining light in the darkness.
Oh, well, this is the state of my life, but at least I'm eating a hot dog.
Yeah, how bad can it be?
Listeners, I work at a bar. Yeah. And when I got a job at a bar, it made me feel better about my life.
Yeah.
A casual employee in their 30s at a bar.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this feels good to say. And like, also, listeners,
I can't do that. I'm too far in. I can't do that, man.
Yeah, it's like. I managed to be very lucky where I found one that if I am too busy with my stupid job, they don't care that I have to take some time off. Look, this happened. This is a real story. The bar I work at was like, here's the end of year report. Congratulations. Yeah. And they're like, oh, Joel, it's your first year here, but you're actually the third best seller. And I was like, yes.
Nice.
I was proud.
You're one of the top three podcasters.
Of us. That's awful that one of us is at the bottom. That sucks.
But yeah, I was like, we've sold $1 million in drinks this year, and the top three, you were a single-handed responsible for 250,000 of it. And I was like, yes,
I'm doing something with my life.
People are worried about coming up to us in the street.
No, look at the state of us.
I would prefer a fan come up and be like, hey, I like your podcast, and a random person come up and be like, what do you do for work?
That's the worst question anyone could ever ask you.
I lie to you all the time. I'm sorry.
Same.
Yeah.
Hey, how, when I met you, I was on the pathway to become an academic. I could have been a doctor.
Dude, that's crazy.
Even a teacher. You were a teacher.
Yeah. I was a coordinator.
Yeah, dude. You've had many and varied jobs. You studied Chinese medicine, massage. You had so many options. I mean, I was hopeless from the get-go. Yeah, it was this or dead in a fucking drain. So honestly, you know, I got to count my blessings, but still.
I got offered corporate jobs at the cinema and I was like, can't do it. My podcast is too popular. Look at me now. Do you know what people that work corporate jobs at the cinema have?
What?
A house.
Yeah. Money?
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be nice.
They're eating a meal for dinner on a Monday.
They're not delicious hot dog.
Hot dog's pretty damn good.
Hot dogs fucking rock.
They're the best, dude. Yeah. I haven't had one in ages.
I've been
really
thinking about them for so long.
I had one like last week.
I feel like that you came into the studio and you're like, we're going to get lunch or something. Yeah. You're like, oh no, I had a hot dog and a milk or something. I was like, cool.
I think I had a hot dog and a coffee in the city. Probably from Walker's hot dogs and donuts.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't think the world has Kong fever at the moment, but I just think that it might if things go well.
Yes, that's true.
And I know that it's very easy to be blinded by Kong fever because you have it.
Yeah.
And every time I see an ape, I feel happiness.
Yeah, of course, it's a fabulous creature.
Rule.
Yeah.
Is it? I know that this has come up before on Baseless Speculation.
Please.
But you have ape fever.
Uh-huh.
And you know there is two very good Planet of the Apes movies that are on Disney Plus.
I do know this.
That you have access to.
Yes, I can watch them whenever I want. Whenever I wanted, I could watch these movies.
Apes Together Strong.
But I guess you could also watch like the original ape movies.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
But even then, like you're like, oh, might have aged pretty badly.
Yeah.
Like these haven't. And they're just there.
I went and saw Boy and the Heron recently.
That's good.
How many apes in that?
There's a heron.
There's a lot of birds.
Yeah.
There's a great many birds.
Well, guess what a bird is, Jackson? Not a fucking ape.
Human beings. That's a variety of ape.
Shut the fuck up. That's true. And if I've gathered, I haven't seen it yet, but I think the heron's also maybe a man.
Yeah, he's a little man. He's a little goofy man. I don't know why the movie's called The Boy and the Heron, because their relationship, I mean, it's a part of the movie, but it's definitely not the main part of the movie.
The relationship, from what I understand, again, not seeing the film, but quite excited to see it, is that the boy is Miyazaki, and the heron is the producer of Studio Ghibli. And originally, the movie was meant to be more of the boy and the mother? But then as the movie started getting worked on, it became a relationship about making movies,
I have no idea what the metaphor is meant to be if that heron is the producer. This is what I heard about it, which is also very funny, is that initially, so the name of the movie in anywhere other than Australia
How Do You Live,
which is
not,
based...
The Western name
is The Boy and the Heron. But yeah, so
How Do You Live?
The
name of the book it's adapted from.
Yeah, but it's not adapted from that book at all.
I think that's also the thing where it starts there and then goes.
But it's never there. It's very funny. So the How Do You Live is a story about a boy and his uncle who is called Copernicus.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes these letters to his uncle where he talks about like life and growing up and stuff like that.
The war? Is the war still
I think the war is the war is still part of it.
Oh, yeah, because I think that book came out just, yeah. Anyway, yeah, and, if it wasn't about the war, I think it has to be set during the war because the war just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so it's like about this relationship between this uncle and this nephew. Yeah. Uncles and nephews, dude. It's beautiful stuff. Anyway, so it's about their relationship. It's about growing up and stuff. This movie is not at all about... I mean, it's about growing up, but there's no real elements from that book in it, to the point where I was reading on Wikipedia, the writer of that book was like, I don't know what Miyazaki was going for. He's like, I've seen the movie, I don't get it. At one point in the book, in the movie, the main character gets a book from his mother who passed away. That's, yeah. You find that at the beginning of the movie. And the book is the book, How Do You Live?
Okay, yeah. When you put in the book that the movie's meant to be based on in the movie, then yeah. Things go off the rails.
But it's not about the book at all.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they just purchased the rights and then they went, like, we're going a different way, but let's include the book in it so that we still
have... So that we can still name... I think it's crazy. That's
been
like
a trend of this recently.
Can you do that, though? Could I make a completely separate movie, have somebody pick up Lord of the Rings in it and call my movie Lord of the Rings?
Well, no, you'd have to own the rights. So it's like you own the rights to Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Amazon could do that, yeah.
That's so,
they,
so funny.
They've purchased the rights to make Lord of the Rings, and they call it Lord of the Rings, but it is, I don't know, it's a coming-of-age film where someone is reading Lord of the Rings.
That's exactly what Boy and the Heron is like.
What you're pitching is also the movie adaptation.
Oh, it is too.
Where they purchased the rights to a book to adapt that into a movie and then started doing it and lost their minds, realizing, oh no, we can't make this movie. So then made a movie about making the movie
adaptation.
Which then became adaptation.
Yeah.
But even like, I won't spoil what happens, but the Scott Pilgrim Netflix series does that recently too.
That's true. It does,
like, it goes in a different direction.
They just pivot.
And then at one point, a character gets a script
for the
movie. Yeah.
What the hell? That's awesome.
Yeah. And they're like, Spaceballs did this, I think. Or was it Robin Hood? Robin Hood Men in Thieves, where like...
Men in Tides.
Men in Tides, sorry.
Robin Hood Men in Thieves. Wow, I'm tired. I've had a hot dog
fix
you.
A hot dog would fix all of it.
You jerked off into a cup today.
I did. I did the weird... Like, okay.
The weirdest cup?
I've never done something as inadvertently funny as I think this is.
I'm excited.
So it's in the city, it's where I'm jerking off today.
Yep. Nice.
Going through IVF, it's a whole sad process.
We'll pass through that part and just get to the funny bit.
So now my wife is going in for like the whole like egg collection.
Sure, yeah.
Which is, you know, I'm like, we don't know how long it's going to take because again, it's going to be like, oh yeah, the procedure is like, yep, so go in, get checked in, all that kind of stuff. Then she goes under and all that kind of stuff. Gets the procedure done and then wakes up.
I just interject here just very quickly because I can see where this is going and I don't want to interrupt again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
IVF is one of those things that is so stressful and like can be a real roller coaster, heartbreaking, but also exciting and just lot of emotions. But when you break down the elements and you just say things like, my wife had to go get her eggs collected, and I know that you whacked off into a cup. It's the craziest thing.
It's the craziest thing. A fam is like, and I've done so as well, we're calling her like, oh, your egg's getting harvested. And she's like, I'm not a field. No, like, it's very
harvest
funny.
To my wife.
Well, just lay the eggs then.
Yeah. So it was like, all right, so like my procedure, very short.
Yeah.
Her procedure, under anesthetic. Mm-hmm. And like, my wife, she does not really react well to anesthetics.
Yeah.
Sure, waking up, it's
happens to me too.
Not a great time. Yeah. So it's like,
I came to while my balls were being operated on.
Oh, that's awesome.
The doctor looked scared, but I don't remember the feeling. I just remember the doctor's face being like, uh oh.
It's always fun. I woke up with anesthetic, like doing my wisdom teeth out, and I locked eyes with the like anesthetist, and he just like, his eyes just went real wide and then just like up the gas or whatever.
Yeah, I remember a mask being put back on me. And
that's awesome.
Oh, no.
I think the scariest thing would be you wake up and the anesthetist just puts his finger to his lips.
Shh.
Don't tell them you've woken up.
I'll get in trouble.
So we don't know how long the procedure is going to be, and it's in the city, and it's just like, so, you know,
which is where the hot dogs
is.
And that's why I don't want to go get a hot dog. Driving in the city stinks.
Just an arse ache. So we got to, you know, we have to be there like just before midday. Don't know how long it's going to take. And it's like, so I'm not going to come back to just then go in again and all this thing and stuff. So I'm like, right, I'll take what I need with me in case I'm there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So In the morning, I'm like a mad dash. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll grab it. Like, I don't have a backpack.
Yeah.
I'm not a child anymore.
You're an adult man.
I'm an old man.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I've got a gym bag.
Yeah, okay.
So I grab the duffel bag.
Yeah, nice.
Which already has, like, my partner's, like, swimming gear in it from, like, you know, like, I guess last summer.
Okay.
And then I'm like, well, I'm already running late. So I can't do it. So I just chuck in my laptop. I chuck in my headphones. I chuck in my Steam Deck.
Nice.
And then I chuck in a novel because I'm like, I don't know what today is planned for me.
And
I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. So I'm just going to chuck all that into one duffel bag, zip up, and there we go. And so then as we go in, she goes to the hospital. I like, you know, park on the street. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to leave my duffel bag full of all my stuff.
Okay.
So then I, with a duffel bag over my shoulder, that is heavy.
Yeah.
And I walk in and I'm half an hour early. So I'm like,
oh no.
Well, actually, I was about 45 minutes early. I waited in the car for 15. But then I'm like, I got to piss. And also then I'll go up there and then I can, like, you know, check in, I guess.
And just
have a sit and be like, I guess, you know, when my time is ready, they'll call
you up.
And so, you know.
It's so funny coming up with a duffel bag and they're like, what's he planning?
That's the thing. So then I'm there with a duffel bag.
And also half an hour early, it's like, what's he planning? Also, he's so excited to come in this car. He probably couldn't sleep. I'd be thinking that.
Yeah.
Have you got like a duffel bag? And then, like, you know, check in, you got to do all this kind of stuff. And then everything, like, tick boxes. And then it's like, yeah. And then, like, takes me to the room. And then this. And, like, little jokes here and there about, like, oh, just make sure it's like, you know, this will, like, turn on a light to let them know someone's in here. And you go, oh, make sure you lock the door. And then all the way, I can see her eyes darting to the fucking duffel bag. And I'm just like, I can't say anything. It has my little game machine in it. And my laptop for work, and also a book about the MCU that I'm currently reading because I don't know how much time I'm
in
the
city. I'm just trying to think about what if I saw was in that duffel bag, what the hell I think. I was like, is he going to jerk off to his wife's swimsuit? Is that his plan?
Is he going to put the cum in the bag? Is he going to steal cum?
There's a snorkel in there as well.
What's he gonna do?
I think my brain would just be like, he's using this to jerk off, and it's like
he needs this.
But the MC, it's a horrible because if you're making fun of someone, them having like an MCU book and a video game thing, you're like, oh, okay, he's getting off on nerd shit.
But
and the swimsuit.
I mean, like, is he gonna dress up in full his wife's swimsuit gear and a snorkel?
Where's that? That snorkel's going up his ass, I can tell you that much.
That I'm sure of.
I can guarantee it, dude.
There's not many things on God's given earth that are certain, but that snorkel is going up that man's arsehole, that's for sure.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So yeah, so I had to just like, you can't say anything. I don't want to justify nothing.
Oh no, I'm just don't like, explain it.
That's a duffel bag and you don't know the contents, is it? I'm not opening it. Yes.
And you can tell it's heavy.
You know what I would be thinking? I would be thinking there's a full-on sex doll folded up in that. That would be my assumption. If it's heavy and it's big, I'm like,
and then
he's bringing
there,
a woman in.
You're sitting there and it's hey, so...
they're not allowed in here. I guess they are.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Yeah. So basically, you get in the room.
Yeah.
And then he's like, this one, I've jerked off into a little cup in four separate rooms of my life
that's
in the
awesome,
last
dude.
Couple of years.
I've only done it once. Yeah.
And speaking of, because we have your report up on the fridge.
Yeah, we do.
And I was perusing it the other week. And it's like the first time I've actually done this in a while because I've never really actually looked at it. But you lost some cum.
I lost some cum.
You said there was like, because there's a thing which you like sample, like not all collected. And you could be like, yeah, I missed.
I was sloppy. That's crazy.
How did you miss?
Well, the way I remember doing it is leaning over the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I couldn't do it.
Okay, so the way you just gestured.
The fucking cup floating in the water. You gotta aim.
The way that Jackson just gestured.
Well, I thought it was more painful, I admit, but all right.
The way that Jackson just gestured, he immediately used both of his hands.
one hand leaning up against the wall.
And one on his penis.
No, I think, I had a hand on the wall, penis.
Yeah.
And then jerking off, and then just when I was about to come, then I like sort of put the little thing on the tip of my dick, jizzed into it.
Yeah.
I honestly think I would struggle to jerk off into a cum.
It's very difficult.
It sucks, man.
It sucks.
It sucks. It's like,
I would definitely not be able to, because like, Look, I'm assuming this is a relatively normal experience, but the first like little bit of cum that comes out could go anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you
sometimes
gotta,
it shoots short, sometimes it shoots long.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of like... And it's,
coming
it's,
across the room is funny.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm always like, okay. Yeah.
There it goes.
I know how pent up I am, so I should know how far, if this is going to be a regular cum or a big cum. Sometimes it's a surprise.
Yeah, it surprises you.
Sometimes you get yourself in the forehead and you're like, it's funny.
I'm like Simba, I'm laughing. The lion.
I knocked over a vape on a bedside table once.
You're like Spider-Man. That's awesome.
Fuck it out.
Yeah.
It's annoying because he's like, you have to like, for my process has been just to like basically like jam the hard like plastic over the
knob.
Like squeeze my knob head into it. It fucking hurts.
That's crazy.
And then if I was
you just gotta soldier through it, my boy. This is not a pleasure cum.
Yeah. This is a business cum.
This is a business cum.
I guess one of those cums where you're not even like fully hard, but you're just getting the job.
Would you trust? If there was a machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just jam your dick in it and it just jerks you off like a horse.
Yeah, give me that.
Yeah, I would do that.
Or a hose.
What I would be scared of is that something would go wrong. It wouldn't, and I couldn't get out. I think that's one of my secret, like, biggest fears.
Getting your dick stuck somewhere and not being able to get...
Obviously, once you've cummed, sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of simulation for a tiny little bit afterwards.
And like
you got to thread that needle.
Yeah, you got to thread that needle. So the idea of getting trapped there and jerked off by a machine...
I'm out.
Even, like, sometimes, like...
Emergency stop.
Sometimes coming from a blowjob, if the blowjob goes just slightly too long...
Emergency stop button, no! Don't know.
On top of the head.
Stop.
Stop.
I've cummed my entire soul into your mouth.
So, yeah, I don't know your process.
Yeah, sure.
So you go in there, and again, this was by far the fanciest one like room I've been in so far.
Mine was dingy.
Yeah. The first two were dingy. The third one, a bit more medical. This one, well, a bit fancy.
Oh, that's nice. It's a bit like a gentleman's lounge.
Yeah, gentleman's lounge, a bit of mood lighting going on.
That's nice.
That's quite lovely.
Yeah.
And so, and there was two chairs, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah.
But one of them had like the paper towel, basically.
Oh, okay.
Like you're putting down puppy pads for a dog.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Like a paper towel to
sit on.
For my sweaty ass, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's fair. I'll get a bit sweaty, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Especially if you're like having to push through.
So much.
And so like,
coming
this one,
for pleasure, sometimes not sweaty. Being like, I just have to get this done. You're working up a sweat. Your arm's getting tired.
Oh yeah, dude.
And so then I'm like, okay, what am I doing here? So first off, I'm like, well, I'm wearing what I'm wearing before you, which is like, a button-down shirt.
It's his jerking-off outfit.
Yeah, it's my jerking-off outfit.
That's awesome.
Button-down shirt, jeans, sandals.
That is a jerking-off outfit.
You probably got away with jerking-off in public in that outfit.
Linen, like mauve linen shirt. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
if you were jerking-off right now, I wouldn't bat an eye.
I'd be like, yeah, that's not his dress
well,
for
he's
it.
Dressed
well,
for the occasion.
And that's what he was going to do when he walked in the room wearing those clothes.
That's the outfit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, it's a business wank. So what am I going to do here?
Yeah.
I'm going to get sweaty. I basically Winnie the Pooh this.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Jeans
so
off, underwear off, and sitting down with my fucking shirt tails over
I
my cock,
that.
Being like,
that's
yeah,
wonderful.
I'll move them aside.
It's so funny because I've never had to jerk off into a cop, but I've been in that situation before too, where I'm like I don't like on tour or something like that, where I've been like, all right. I got half an hour.
Yeah. Everybody's out for some reason.
I'm not currently horny, but I know
I don't
that
know
my,
when I'll get another opportunity.
But don't waste those hours.
I feel like my balls may explode.
Yeah, sure.
So you're just like standing there like,
Yeah.
And then you come and it's awesome, but prior to that, you're like, what am I doing with
my life? Big time. Good feeling.
If someone walked in, I would hope they would just kill me.
Yeah.
Put me down like a dog.
See that? Be like, oh, and then pull a gun out of my jacket.
Well, here I am.
Right in the head, yeah.
So I'm there, Winnie the Pooh in it, and then fill out the form first. Because I'm like, that'll kill a little bit of time, because now I'm worried of like, how long should I take?
Well, especially, did you bring the duffel bag in?
Of course, where did I put it? I don't know where to take my Steam Deck.
If you left the duffel bag in there, I would be like, he's going to blow the place up. It's an unattended bag.
Yeah. It's an unattended heavy bag.
What's he
facility?
Doing?
What's he going?
The collection of sperm? I don't know.
What's going on there? But I do know where that... I do know where that snorkel went.
Everything's so uncertain except for the snorkel definitely going up his
arse. Up that man's arsehole,
yeah. So I'm like, okay, it's like, how long do I... I'm already early.
Yeah.
And so then as I'm starting, I could hear some more voices outside, and I'm like, oh no, have I taken another man's appointment? Surely not. Oh, they would have said,
oh,
right?
My God.
Knocking on the door. Excuse me, stop jerking off.
Occupied. And then I'm like, because I was like early on, like this was at like, you know, say 1:03 as it were. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh no. Do I have? Because if it was, would they knock and then be like, "Sorry, I thought you were the 1 o'clock.
Can you come back
in half an hour?"
And you got no pants.
And then I've got no pants on. And so when this is happening, of course I'm losing my erection.
Oh my God!
And I'm like, I'm here for a business wank. Get through it. And so I was like, okay, maybe that was maybe someone else, part of the department, having a chat with people in the front. Maybe it's fine. No knock on the door. All right, oh, here
you're good
we go.
To go.
Now. Little bit of information about me that I'm maybe a bit too much of, I'm sharing now. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Audience, so don't worry about it.
They're my good friends.
Yeah.
Now, my penis has a very large curve.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That's fair.
I feel like I could have guessed that about you.
I feel like we probably already knew that.
Yeah,
it basically curves like how my thumb curves.
I think that's pretty good for a dick. I think you kind of, isn't that kind of a good shape?
Right? Yeah, well, my dick curves wife likes it, I guess.
Mine's pretty straight.
That's awesome. Nice.
Yeah, I think
so. When I'm like hot,
like throbbing,
real
rocking,
hot,
ready to go.
Mine curves up like that
too.
Not as much as your thumb.
Yeah,
which is like a basis on.
Yeah.
But it does curve up.
Yeah, mine's straight as an arrow, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A bit more of that up. It doesn't like go to left or right. It just has like a kind of curve back on myself.
Same, yeah.
It's just like a
that's
beautiful
really cool.
thing.
Well, same name, same cock curve.
Who knew?
That's really interesting.
It is very fascinating.
Let us know, listeners. Email us at baselesspeculation at
gmail.com.
Is it interesting that me and Zaman have the same first name and the same cock
when
curve.
When you saw Godzilla X Kong Ape Empire or whatever.
If you listened to last week's episode.
You'd figure it out.
Were you like, oh yeah.
It is worth noting that one of our beautiful listeners of both this podcast and a show on the Samsons Radio Network, Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
Did try and do a welfare check because they said the moment the episode started in December, they're like, just want to check, make sure everyone's having enough sleep. No!
What does it sound? Did you hear the beginning of this episode? We are hanging on by a fucking thread.
Things are rough. Yeah, expensive IVF is.
Oh my god.
Oh, just in time for a famously cheap holiday Christmas.
Yeah, it's good stuff, dude. Yeah. You love to see it.
Yeah. So it curves up. And so I'm like, okay, which is... usually great.
Great during sex, bad when you're fucking a cop.
Bad when you're fucking a cop.
Yeah, okay,
because now it's kind of like, well, like, and again, nowhere is going to, I guess, recreate like my bed where I'm like where I can lie down and just enjoy myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
jerking off when you're trying to having to think about other things at the same time. Hard.
I hate
Everyone
that.
Everyone thinks fucking jerking off so easy. Sometimes it is.
Often it is.
So often
nobody,
it is.
Nobody. We put in the hard hours.
Sometimes you got to work for it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you're stressed or anxious and you can't get in the zone.
For me, the worst jerking off is it's like 2 a.m. and I'm tired, but I'm also horny as hell. And I'm
too horny to sleep, but too tired to jerk.
I've got my dick in my hands, kind of drifting in and out. Yeah. And especially if I'm like, I've got my phone, like it's on my bedside table. So I'm not looking at porn. I'm like, fine, I'll just use my imagination. But you know what that means? It means I'm closing my eyes. And then I'm like, oh, I'm asleep. I'm just holding my dick asleep. But I gotta get this fucking wank off.
Do you know another wank is rough? When you wake up in the morning, like really fucking hard, like scary hard.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I better come, but you're also still kind of half asleep and a bit scared of your own dick.
Yeah, what is that?
what's going on there? Because I'm like, I really got to pee or come. I don't know what, but something.
Yeah, when you wake up like super fucking hard, you also need to piss. Yeah. You're like, well, this is going to be hard to piss.
And you know what's really hard to piss with? A curved penis.
Oh, you'd be pissing in your own belly button.
Basically, the amount of times I have to kind of almost put my leg or my foot on the wall.
Whoa.
Basically kind of do some fucking acrobatic bullshit going on.
My dick ends up looking like a division sign when I have to do that because I just have to push down push real hard. It. Push. It's like balls going
basically
sideways.
Basically Supermaning on the toilet so that you can aim down. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So I'm like, right, okay, this isn't, I'm sitting down, I'm winning the pool in it because the best options I have
That's
now.
Funny, yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I probably should. Okay. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, all right, I reckon now I guess jam this little jar on the tip of my penis.
Yeah.
And then, of course, so I basically get up, jam that down, and I'm just like, now this sucks even worse.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I'm jerking off, and I'm basically like hitting the edge of the cup.
Oh, like with the ring of your hand?
Ring of my hand. Oh. And just basically just, and I'm like, I'm getting more pain than pleasure here. Hope this doesn't. Oh no.
Yeah.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
Honey, can we go buy a leash or something? Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta whip my penis now because I fucked the cop wrong.
Anyway, you know what to do with this snorkel. And so then now I'm squatting.
Yep.
Because I realized then. I'm like, okay, cool. I got my phone, and then I'm like, okay, where do I put this? And there's like a bedside table, one of those kind of things. But like, it's at the height for if you're sitting down.
you can't perch. Yeah, you kind of be. Yeah, okay.
So I'm putting that down there. I'm doing like a fucking frog squat. My cock in a goddamn cup.
Dude.
My fist slamming into the ring.
Because the thing is, you know.
This is beauty. This is life. This is nature. This is what we do.
This is what we do.
It's awesome because you're still going to have those memories when the IVF takes.
Yeah. Hopefully.
You're going to look at
we haven't had that much success.
No, but let's say, like, it's going to work. It's going to work.
It's going to work.
And then you look at your beautiful baby.
Yeah,
I know what. Memories of slamming.
I remember what happened.
On the tip of your penis.
Because, like, in an ideal situation, you're whacking off. You need to be aiming up.
Yeah.
But you can't aim up into a cup because then the cum will come and then just fall back down on the knob of your penis.
See, the ideal situation is if you had one of those penises, I guess, when erect, went down.
Yeah. Yeah. Curved to the ground?
Yeah.
That's the dream for jerking off into a cup.
The best position for you is a pile driver,
It's truly crazy we've not figured out a better way to collect semen where they just give you a cup and are like, fucking figure it out, buddy. Man. Surely there's a better way to do that.
A wider brim would have been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a funnel?
What if like a wider brim and then it's got like a bit of like latex on it that you can just like slap around the...
Why not just a fucking pocket pussy?
Yeah. Like a medical grade pocket
pussy.
Well,
I guess you don't want to use lube.
Yeah, that's true. Because you don't want to mix the... Yeah. You don't want any foreign contaminants.
Yeah, I guess.
And then, also annoyingly, so once you've come, I don't know how much you're paying attention to the cum you've come.
Mm-hmm.
But like you come, the bang you there and it's quick. And then of course, well, there's a little bit extra. I don't know in my stupid head what they need or what they want.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, I'm wringing out my penis. Like it's
twisting it like a wet towel.
Like it's a fucking wet towel. Being like, get every last drop. I'm like a goddamn fucking, I'm like paying attention to like how much fuel am I getting out of this hose. But like putting it up and just wagging it into the car being like, gotta get every last drop.
And also letting gravity do its job. Oh my God.
And you're paying money to come in the cup, so you want to give them as much cum as possible.
Yeah, exactly. You want to give them. You want to do the right thing.
Exactly.
Did you get any spillage? Or did you get it all in?
I got it all in.
Yeah, well, that's
better
that's,
man than me.
Yeah. And speaking of better products, did you know the temperature can be the biggest impact on your sleep quality?
Whoa, is that true?
That is true.
Damn.
I know this because our good friends at Miracle Made were inspired by NASA to make silver-infused bed lining that lets you regulate your temperature all night long, which will result in the best possible sleep.
Does it also help with cleanliness?
Sure does, because traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat, which can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses.
And I would never sleep on a toilet even if you held a gun to my head.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria.
That's
and
great.
Require three times less laundry.
Oh my God, that would be a dream come true.
And you're like, oh, okay, cool. They're like great at regulating temperature. They require three times less laundry. Mm-hmm. What's the quality and comfort like, Joel? / baseless speculation. Yeah. Depends on if you're addressing me or everyone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to say, or we're here to say,
yeah,
that Miracle Made sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands.
Whoa.
And feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels.
That's crazy.
And that's the maximum amount of stars.
Yeah. You can't go higher.
Can't go higher.
Do you know you can't get a higher rated hotel than 4.5 stars if you don't have a pool?
That makes sense, dude. Yeah. Pool is a half star, no matter how bad the pool is.
So you can have like you could have a room that costs $1 million, like a penthouse suite that costs like $1 million a night.
No pool.
Not 5 stars.
Well, yeah.
What classifies it? You know, different podcasts.
That's a whole
for different
other
day.
Debate, baby.
And not only are they self-cooling for a better quality sleep and self-cleaning with great quality and comfort, they're also the perfect holiday gift.
Whoa.
Miracle Made sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want to get a better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? Oh, and since these come with 3 free towels, you actually get 2 gifts in 1.
Holy mackerel.
Just in time for the holidays.
Just in time for the holidays, baby.
If this sounds great to you, go to trymiracle.com/baseless. That's BASELESS to try it today. Or give the gift of it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use the promo code BASELESS at checkout, you get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
Oh, that's good.
Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/baseless and use the code BASELESS.
Do it now.
To claim 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/baseless to treat yourself, a friend, or a loved one this holiday season.
Thank
you. Tell you what, could have used some Miracle Made today.
You
need it, dude.
Comfort and cleanliness.
That would have been perfect for you today.
Speaking of cleanliness, man, when I was done,
yeah,
and it's like, okay, cool. It's like, what do you got to do? So I had to, like, you know, use a little biological. Done, baby. They give you like a little biohazard, like little bag, you know, like
that's
put the thing in. And so
I'm like, imagine getting the biohazard bag and just putting it on your penis. Did I do it right?
No. But that makes sense.
Where's the comms? How? What?
Where's the cum, sir?
Come? I thought that he's just way was to shoot it up and catch it in my mouth and then spit it into the cup. Is that not the case? And then I put my penis in the biohazard tank because it had just been jerked off. And I figured that was what was... It's when it's the most hazardous. It is. It's where it's all the sin. Try again, idiot.
I think the thing that's prepared... the thing that's prepared me most for a situation like this in my life...
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, it doesn't look like I'm going to need it. But if I do...
Yeah.
If I ever have to jerk off into a cup, I'll just think back to the day where I went to the doctor being like, I can't even remember what they were checking or what was wrong with me, but they were like, And then they put a jug on the table and they said, we're going to need you to piss into this for 24 hours. And then I had to walk back to the doctor the next day
with a jug of piss.
And it was like a 15-liter jug.
That's a lot of piss.
They weren't like fill it up. They were just like, make sure every single piss for 24 hours goes into this bottle. You piss a lot of piss.
Piss a lot of piss.
In my mind, it's like a glass pitcher, like for iced tea.
No, it's one of those plastic bottles that like cleaning chemicals make
sense. That checks out. That's
kind of like rectangular kind of shape ones, but with the handle on the top.
That's awesome, dude.
And like a big twist hole. It's still... And they're like, don't piss directly into it. And I was like,
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, there's acid in this because it will preserve the piss.
So what do you piss in something else first and then pour it in?
Yeah. And guess what they don't give you?
Did you piss in, like, what, a mug to do it?
Empty Coke can.
I was like, you know what? You know, I'll be smart about this.
Yeah.
I'll go buy a bottle of Gatorade, drink the Gatorade, and then I've got a
piss
bottle.
It's your piss Gatorade.
Yeah.
It's so funny if awesome. They're like, the piss was contaminated with Gatorade.
I would have chosen water again. Myself.
Yeah. No, because I went for something to avoid the jamming the dick.
Nice wide hole of the Gatorade bottle.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I get it.
Fair enough. But yeah, you would have lost some.
Yeah,
I would have lost some.
You'd have had some spillage.
Well, here's the thing. You think, I'm like, 600 ml bottle of Gatorade.
Yeah, that's a piss.
That's one piss.
Yeah, easy. First, like, pisses during the day. So the 24-hour period, everything was peachy. Mm-hmm. The last piss. The piss off from the morning after.
Yeah.
So the last piss of the 24 hours. It's pissing. Gatorade bottle filling up. Getting close to the top. Still a lot of piss.
I
had to stop midstream, pour it in, and then finish the piss. It was, so, hey.
You don't want to baste your dick in your own piss.
No.
Yeah.
I used to have an ex, and she.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank
well
you. Thank you.
Well, I have an ex too.
May they rest in hell. Anyway, she, like, I remember once, and this was, it just took me out of the blue because I was like, I was in bed, and we had to, I got to go up and take, piss. And she was like, just, go in a bottle. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Her ex used to just piss in a bottle, like in bed, and then just screw it on under the bed.
That's crazy.
And it out in the morning.
That's crazy.
How fucked up is that?
Get
that
up was just to, a get normal up to thing. Piss.
Just get up to piss. Don't piss in a bottle. Don't have piss bottles under your
That's
bed.
That's disgusting.
Also, because you're going to have to fucking move anyway. Like, as in...
What
so
the
would they
you
like...
Can't just,
I don't
like,
know.
Slam the... If you're laying down in bed, you can't just slam a bottle onto the top of your cock and then piss.
But maybe you like... You have it like between your legs and your cock's just sort of like resting in it. And then you...
I was
you're,
mad.
You're just gonna
I was...
piss in the bed.
You're gonna piss in the bed and on your own dick.
Yeah.
I mean, your dick does get pissed. I mean,
well,
your piss... That's where the piss comes from. Yeah. But,
your dick gets pissed on the inside, not on the outside.
That's crazy.
I was just like, I was confused and scared and mad. I'm like, why do you think that's normal? Why are you not
Why
more
are you
upset?
Just like, just piss in the bottle, whatever, baby? That's madness, dude.
Madness. Anyway, so like, on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's even worse. So on Saturday, because this is when it was like, hey, okay, so you need to jerk off.
Yeah.
On like 2 days before you do like the cum.
Oh,
because
okay.
It needs to be like, we basically want to clean your pipes.
Nice.
So get them cleared, and then it's going to 2 day build up, and then off we go. And so I'm like, no worries, that's okay. And then when we're like, putting it all down, it's like, okay, cool. Monday's the day, and I'm like, sick. Saturday, we're hosting a party.
Just sneak away.
I had to.
You had to excuse yourself from a party to jerk off.
I had
That's
to.
That's awesome.
I got a text from the hospital.
Wait, the hospital says
jerk off
now.
Basically, it was kind of like, you're going to get a text.
Do you have the text?
It's not like jerk off now. It's just your appointment is going to be on like at 1:30. And so that's basically the cue to like, go on.
That's
go on
my
out.
So
God.
Funny.
Did you tell anyone at the
party? No.
But you're telling our podcast.
Yes.
That's
Excuse
fair.
Me, I must use the little boy's room.
Excuse me. And then, of course, as I'm there, I'm just
you have to pick up
off.
The fucking scuba mask. You got to put it in your arm.
Oh, yeah. The old duffel bag.
Yeah.
And so I'm there, I'm just like, jerking off. Like, this sucks. I can hear people at a party I'm hosting. It's in the middle of the day.
Well, that was a really relaxing piss Zama took.
And I'm like, what do I do? And of course, and then
he's very flushed from that piss. That's interesting.
And I'm almost like, it's just taking ages. And then, like, then my wife's like, comes in and she's like, you taking a shit or something? I'm like, no. And she's like, oh.
I'm wagging off.
And she's like, oh. And she's like, oh, hang on. And then she tries. She's like, oh, well, you hug it. He like, helps me out a little bit for a good, like, couple of minutes. And then she's like, oh, she'd go back and host the party. I'm like, yeah, well, thank you. Because at that moment in time, it was like,
I was like, this will be a 20 minute piss.
This is going to be sweet. And so then I'm like, you know what? I'll turn on the shower.
Because then
people will be like, oh, she's having a quick shower. Because it was early. It was early. It was as people were beginning to
Okay, that's good. Because it was mid and you're a mid lunch and you just go have a shower.
Strange.
Did he piss himself?
Did that man shit his pants?
And you're like, yes.
Yes, I did. And to top it off in the morning, because it's like people are coming over, put the cats in the cattery and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, cool. So in the morning, I go and I do my morning shit of the day. It was a great thing. We've recently got a bidet in the stuff.
It is awesome. It's the best thing we've ever done.
I haven't used it yet.
What are you doing?
I haven't taken a shit here since it got installed.
Just have a sit.
Just do it. Have a piss or a piss. Or there's one for...
I took a piss. Better clean my arse.
Why not? Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
And then as I'm like, whatever.
This is a fun workplace.
Yeah. It is.
Everything I said at the start of the episode, banks don't have bidets.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless they're not in Australia, then they might.
They probably would, yeah.
And so then, yeah, so as I'm washing my hands, my foot, I'm bare feet, hit something wet on the floor. I look down and there's this like puddle near the vanity, and all I'm thinking of is, oh no, what has happened again?
Oh,
is this
God.
Water? I lift my foot up. It's sticky. I'm like, what is this? I open up there. A soap dispenser has just burst, and there's soap everywhere. So I'm like, oh, I got to deal with that. Okay, deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. And then, you know, our cats have gone to the catalyst. I'm like, oh, okay, I need to, like, you know, make clean up there, you know, there. Because I use, like, the catalyst in a bathroom. And I'm like, some smells weird, and it smells a little bit like cat piss.
Okay.
What is going on? And so, of course, they have pissed, like, under a box or in a cardboard box and then under their litter. So, like, I guess one of them has just been hanging their, like, bits outside of the opening of the litter box to piss all over the side and then
stuff.
Underneath. And now I'm like, well, now I got to deal with this.
Yeah, no, it's and super
then,
sexy.
And then doorbell goes off and I'm like, how are people this early? I open the door up with my gloved hands covered in cat piss, cops being like, do your security cameras work?
Oh my God.
There's been an incident at 4 a.m.
No.
Shut the door. Hey, excuse me, police officer. See that gun there? Can you just unload it?
You either have a hot dog, if not, I want that gun.
A hot dog or a bullet, officer.
Those are my two choices. So, yeah, so after this morning, afternoon, sorry, after I've done my business and, like, I have to, like, put my little cap on the little bottle there, put it in the baggie, then I'm like, I'm going to wash my hands and everything, and then I put it on the, like, little tray thing and it falls over a bit, and I'm like, no, I put it upright, then it falls over, and I'm like, is that a problem? I spent too long worried about this.
Do I have weighted sperm?
Yeah, is like, does one of my nuts come heavier sperm than the other nut? Is,
like,
that the problem?
If the bottle is, like, there full of the cum, but it just kind of falls slightly left or right, and then it's kind of, like, pooling on one side or not, is that a problem? I don't know.
I would also be concerned.
I'd be
so
confused.
I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to leave it there, okay, I've got to wash my hands, I, like, prop my phone up against the bottle to be like, stay. I'm gonna wash myself, wash my hands, and look over, and there's like disinfectant wipes. I guess they use to like wipe everything.
Yeah.
I'm looking around and I'm like, well, I guess I'll wipe my sweaty legs with that. What you use to wipe down a surface.
Oh, that's
this
awesome.
Is what I deserve.
I'm a table.
I am a table.
I am like a filthy table.
Like, so do all that in. They hand that in, get in the elevator, press ground to go.
Yeah.
And as I'm going, I'm patting down my pants. I'm like, where are my keys? I can't go back up.
With your duffel bag.
With my fucking duffel bag. I've just come in. Like, I think
Excuse me.
I think I left something in the room. I can't do this.
Oh my God.
I'm like, sorry, you got a duffel bag and you come back. I think I'm getting shot.
wasn't happy with the cops.
So
I'm getting shot or blowed up.
Yeah.
I'm going, that's first floor. It's ground floor. I go to ground floor. The door's open. I'm still on the lift. I'm opening up my duffel bag. I'm searching through it. It's not a big duffel bag, but I have so much shit.
Yeah, you got to fucking Marvel book in there.
This is like a,
your wife's
rise and fall of the MCU. It's a very fascinating book.
Oh,
so I'm fishing around.
God.
Lose headphones. I'm like, great. That's not my key. Find my car keys.
Oh, thank God.
Find my car keys. So I get in my car and I'm like, right, what now? And so I just go. And I have a nice breakfast because I've
dude. If anybody's earned a nice breakfast,
I had scrambled eggs.
That's
on
really
toast.
That's really
that
with
nice.
Thick cut bacon.
Oh baby, yeah, that's awesome, dude.
And
then
a pour over coffee.
That's good.
And now I can drink for the first time, and I want to say like, whoa, maybe 6 months.
Oh my God. Hey, do you reckon the next like whack off you have is going to feel really special because it's under your own command?
I reckon.
It'll be one of two. Yeah. It'll either be a traumatic start because you get flashbacks, or it'll be the most awesome whack off you've ever had.
It's that weird thing at the moment, or at least maybe before this moment, is because it's like leading up to it was kind of like, well, you know, my partner, they've got to do this, all these like daily injections.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, what can I do? And then she's like, the doctor's like, I guess you could, you know, make sure that, you know, you're ejaculating every, you know, day or two. And I'm like, okay.
I'll pull my dick for you, doctor.
I have to do that. It's exhausting. I feel so tired. These last, like, that, like, it was like 3 weeks.
You just had to whack off, like, every day?
At least every 2 days, sometimes every day.
That's crazy, man. See,
it was weird. My brain was getting confused. Sometimes it'd be like, all right, go again now. And I'm like, I just, what do you want? Like, I think it tricked me into bed. I went from being tired to too horny at points. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on? What is my life?
That's, whoa, dude, that's crazy.
Wake up, come. Lunch come, bed come. That was my life. That's, I'm so tired.
You were a machine, man. A machine made to cum.
Anyway.
A little cum machine.
Yeah.
My boss. Yeah.
So if you've been listening to an episode of any podcast and Zabit sounds tired, he's probably just been whacking off too much. But for medicine.
For the medical reasons.
Medical wanks. Yeah. That he's been having.
It's medicinal.
Medicinal. That's incredible, man. Yeah. I can't even... Yeah. What can you say?
So Kong, Skull Island or
Baby
whatever.
Baby Kong looks fucked up. It and does. The introduction of Baby Kong makes me think they're going to kill Kong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Swings through the fences?
Yeah. I think they are going to try and go down the Planet of the Apes route.
Yeah, okay.
But it'll be like Hollow Earth, because there is a Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
So the Hollow Earth will probably become the apes part, and humans will reign supreme up top, and Godzilla will help. Godzilla and Kong will rule the new empire, which is the Hollow Earth area.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Kongs are going to be like, well, we've got this orangutan Spine Kong.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to be, he is of like, you know, the crust Earth.
He's like,
well, we rule Hollow Earth, let's rule crust Earth. But then because Kong, he knows people.
Yeah, he's a man of the people. He's an ape of the people.
He's like, well,
an ape
I need to be elected leader.
Yeah.
So like that we can have at least peace with the others.
It'll be like 20 bad Kongs, and then Godzilla and Kong will fight the 20 bad Kongs, and they'll win, and then Godzilla and Kong will become the new rulers of Hollow Earth.
I think King Kong will speak in this.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think he'll say one word. It'll be like
one word.
He'll say.
I reckon he's gonna go with two words.
What are your two words?
Well, first I think he's gonna say either me king or me crown give crown me crown give me crown give I crown want.
I hope he just
crown
says
give me you. You
he just says
me.
The orange like full on the longest quote ever said by name. Me give me orange, my orange give me want orange.
He's gonna place orange with crown. No nuts.
Perfect.
Will Godzilla or Kong die in this movie?
Nah. I think King Kong might fall down a hole.
King Kong will have a... Actually, we've seen in the trailer what they're going to do, because there'll be a fake out because King Kong is wearing a glove in this, which means that at some point they're going to get a fucked up arm.
Or so Kong armor.
Kong armor.
He's gonna start wearing pants.
Yeah.
Or maybe he'll win you to it.
Yeah. I think he's gonna start wearing pants and get a job.
Yeah. I think he's gonna be
gonna
like
work
a,
on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he puts on a glove, like he starts wearing like knight armor.
Gets a sword?
Like a sword?
They could give King Kong a sword. That wouldn't he does one of the Kongs has an axe, yeah.
Give him a gun.
Yeah, okay. What kind?
Big one.
Big one.
Dirty Harry gun.
Yeah, a huge
Dirty Harry.
You're probably wondering
how many bullet Kong shoots. Kong, no, remember. That's going to be an awesome scene in this movie. That's Godzilla. Godzilla will not speak.
Yeah, Godzilla will scream to atomic breath and everyone will
go back to sleep under the sea.
With like a big throne. Kong sitting on it. He's got a crown.
Yeah.
He puts the crown on. He's sitting there all menacing like, and Godzilla like rests like little.
Or like a little dog.
Like on his lap, and Kong like pats his head. And he's got a scepter too, and a cape. But like, not like superhero.
Yeah,
cape,
no, like a red, white, and black regal king's cape.
I think that is Kong's ending, but I think Godzilla will just walk back into the sea, as is the Godzilla tradition.
Yeah.
I think also this will end with, even though they killed him in. Like a King of Monsters, King Ghidorah will be back. The guy from space.
That will be an interesting twist, as he did die.
Yeah, but he's coming back. Guarantee it.
And King of Monsters is the worst one in the entire franchise.
It does
stink.
Yeah, are any of the original human actors in
No. Yeah.
Not even Lightsman, Chandler.
I don't think he's been back since King of Monsters, has he?
No.
What about Mothra.
Mothra.
Well, also, I wanted to say Mothman.
So. Doesn't Mothra die?
Yeah, but could she come back?
Sure.
Okay.
Nah, they'll find like eggs.
Oh, yeah, Mothra eggs. How many eggs will there be in this movie?
reckon,
give me an eggs. Egg count, each of you.
There'll be, I reckon, just one big egg.
One egg?
Be a Mothra egg.
Oh, I reckon there's going to be like they're going to look at a leaf
or a three-headed egg.
Yeah.
In one Hollow egg Earth, that's got three little lumps.
Little lumps.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, this is like a big tree in Hollow Earth, and then like they'll look underneath it, and they'll be like 40 eggs.
Whoa.
All underneath, like a bug. Like a
Joel,
moth.
40 egg zamet. Joel, one egg. That's exciting stuff.
No. Yeah.
We should do an egg count for every movie.
In Cool Hand Luke, what's the quote? No man can eat
40
eggs.
Forty eggs.
Yeah. Godzilla could.
Godzilla could eat a million eggs.
Yeah. Godzilla is no man.
Yeah.
Kong closer to man.
Well, how many Godzilla eggs could Kong eat?
I think there's no limit to the amount of eggs a regular ape could eat. So I think King Kong could eat an infinite amount of Godzilla
eggs. You
don't
think that apes have an egg limit?
I do not believe they do.
I reckon 48 eggs for an ape. I reckon it starts
only
feeling
eight
sick.
More than a Cool Hand.
Yeah, well, no man can eat 40 eggs.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Fair enough.
I honestly think no man could eat 24 eggs.
Does Cool Hand Luke eat the 40 eggs?
I don't know.
How are they? Are they raw?
I think they're boiled.
I think they're boiled. I think they're boiled. This is how I remember the scene, but this cannot be true. He's bored. And so he's like, hey, you boys reckon I can eat 40 eggs?
No man can eat 40 eggs.
Yeah, shut up, bitch. Watch me. Watch me. And then he just eats 40 eggs.
I only remember that quote because Trey Cool from Green Day says it in Bullet in a Bible, their live album.
I only know it from Jackass.
Jackass?
Yeah.
Did they try and eat 40 eggs?
They're like, well, no one man can eat, like, you know, 40 eggs because you'll be vomiting. But here we encourage that. So they start eating eggs.
Oh, yeah. Jackass would probably look into that milk limit for you.
That would be nice of them. If you could get them on the blower.
Yeah, I could probably message some. I reckon I could get a reply from someone from Jackass.
Yeah. I keep thinking one about the Kanye song. Is it Kanye? No one man can have all that power.
Yeah.
No one man can eat 40 eggs.
Yeah, that's Power by Kanye.
Yeah, well, he should write a song called Eggs.
Yeah. He should write a song called Eggs.
Kanye West should write a song called Eggs, and this is the greatest podcast ever made.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack. I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys. See you at the movies.
That's the sound of us continuing to keep winning.
Yeah, we do not miss.
Baseless speculation still on top.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.